that's what you get, ain't it, son? Now y'all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Bet I'll be up all night still cleaning this gun. Well, now that I'm a father, I'm scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be, that seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night still cleaning this gun. Now it's all for show, ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing, and hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? Y'all run along and have a little fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night still cleaning this gun. Son, now y'all buckle up and have her back by 10, let's say by 9:30. Drive safe.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
When she thinks she looks her worst, it's times like this she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my
she
mind.
Don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
Don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time
hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broke broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. Bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks. We got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home, yeah boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Hollywood's 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on the shape.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 WIRI. My name's Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action this afternoon where we have high school boys basketball at the 53rd annual Century Classic here in beautiful Stevens Point, the campus of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, at the Quant Fieldhouse here courtside at Bennett Court. We're going to be having the Assumption Royals taking on the Amherst Falcons, and obviously a non-conference contest that these teams, they got a little bit more in common than one might think, other than primary colors being blue and white, and towns or schools that begin with the letter A. There's quite a bit that's going to be in common with these teams, as common opponents, are a big factor in what we have to look forward to this afternoon in just a few moments, as they are just about ready to begin warm-ups. So we'll be able to give a little bit more in-depth of a pregame show here. So just want to go ahead and tell everybody a very happy, belated Christmas, very merry belated Christmas, and hope everyone had a good time and got to spend some time with family and loved ones, and just got to enjoy the season for what it is worth of just being together with everybody. And, of course, Seth Habiger back at the studio, work of the magic as always. So looking into this game, Amherst, they come into the game even 500, 4-4 record on the season, as they've been a little up and a little down at times. Whereas Assumption, they're coming in fairly hot. I mean, they did drop a game on Monday against Marathon, one of the top teams in the state, but they've also had a good string of wins as they won their three previous contests, and some pretty notable ones. Well, one specifically, as they were able to take down previously undefeated Auburndale in what a game really was, a barn burner. But we can get talk about that in a moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick step out for about a minute or so, whatever Seth decides to do, and then we'll come back and we'll start diving in to this matchup here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Yeah. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And we're back here at the 53rd annual Century Classic at Quant Fieldhouse on the campus of University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. There's, we are about 12 minutes away from the opening tip between the Assumption Royals and Amherst Falcons in boys basketball action. Going to take a quick look here at the Royals, as coached by the Honorable Josh Paltz, as he comes in with a team with a 3-4 record, but that's in my opinion, a fairly honorable record at 3-4. They started the season 4-point loss to Columbus Catholic at the opening game of the Cranberry Classic. Got to make sure I don't get those two mixed up too many times today. And then they lost the consolation game to Nakusa, 47-59. Now, just remember Nakusa off the top of your head here, as they will factor into this conversation in just a few moments. Now, then they lost their third game of the season to Phillips at Phillips, 68-51. But then they finally righted the ship. December 13th, they got the job done over Schwamigan, 76-66. Then came home on that Tuesday on December 17th, and they took care of business over Edgar, winning a nail-biter, 60-59. And then the big one, that Friday, well, they knocked off previously unbeaten Auburndale, 48-40, before, as I mentioned before, on Monday, they dropped a game that was really close until the last few minutes of the game, where the Red Raiders, they pulled away 67-54. But that was a game that was within 10 through most of its entirety, as they unfortunately fell on the road to snap that three-game streak. But to start another streak, you have to see the one before end, as they are looking to get back on track against these Falcons. The Royals, statistically speaking, they are a powerhouse between two players, but there's several that get into the action, as it has really been JT Schlafer's world. We've just been living in it. Schlafer, a junior, 22.1 points per game. That is very, very, very impressive, especially in that very, very tough Merriwood Conference South Division. He's looking to be the big factor in this Royals team's success. He is flanked by fellow junior Logan Eistrom. He averages 9.1, but that's a little suspicious, because there's been teams that are saying, okay, we're going to take Eistrom out of it. JT, do your magic. Beat us if you can. And he's kept them close, obviously, by those scores that I mentioned. And then it is Owen Hagen, the lone senior on the team. He averages 8.7. All three of those young men are very capable of shooting the ball from long range and having a lot of success. They also pretty tough on the boards, as JT Schlafer, he does lead the team with 6.1 boards per game. And then man who's living up to his own name, Ron Board, he averages 4.3. He's real big, tough body down low in the paint that he factors into a lot of those jump balls and loose balls there for the Royals. Assists per game, again, Schlafer leads things to 4.4. Chase Lieberg, he's averaging 2.9. So the big thing, taking out of all that, JT Schlafer, and I'm excited to see what he does on this college court here at the Quant Fieldhouse, Bennett Court to be specific, as we roll right on along, about 8.5 minutes to go before the opening tip. The Royals, they are really looking to sustain things, and as we've seen already in the schedule, they can be a little bit streaky. Dropped their first three, won their next three, and they just dropped one the other day. So we'll see how they can right the ship as we move along. So Seth, we're just going to take about a minute break here, and then we'll talk about the Amherst Falcons as we inch closer to the opening tip here. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Back here, about 6.5 to go before opening tip at the 53rd Century Classic between Assumption and Amherst. Now we're going to take a look at Amherst as they come into this season or into this game with a 4-4 record. Man, they've been streaky as well as they started the season with a perfect 3-0 record before dropping a game to Newman Catholic. They started with wins over Port Edwards, 53-44, knocked off Rosholt, 53-28. And then Manawa, 46-39. Then they, like I said, they dropped the game to the Fighting Cardinals, the Newman Catholic, 50-62. Then they played Nakusa, and that's where things start. You get to get a little bit of a reading on these teams, as Nakusa, they had a big lead throughout most of that game, but in the words of Lee Corso, these Falcons, they said, not so fast, my friend, as they were able to storm back and hit free throws at the end to knock off the Papermakers, 49-48. And I was able to watch some film on that, and that was one I'm sure Coach Josh Cola would love to have back, as the Falcons, they storm back. And that's kind of been a trend for Nakusa this year, but we'll worry about that when we talk about Nakusa here in the coming weeks, as we will be having a couple of their games hopefully coming up here on 105.5 WIRI. After that Nakusa game, things are not going so well for the Falcons, as they have dropped their last three games to Menominee Indian, 43-28. Shiocton, close one, 66-60. And then Wittenberg Burnhamwood, or in the words of our good friend Randy Paul, Whitburn, 72-48. So they're coming into this game streaky as well, but they're on the poor side of that, if you would want to call it that. Whereas the Royals, they're still riding some strength of a good side of a streak. So, any luck, we'll see a pretty darn good basketball game, as Amherst, they are led by Sully Perkins, 10.7 points per game, and he's flanked by Parker Soulsby, 10.1. So those two, between Perkins and Soulsby, I think that those might be restaurant chains somewhere, or a good law firm, Perkins and Soulsby. And then Taylen McCormick, 9.3 points per game. Rebounds, it's about equal there too, as Sully Perkins, 5.6, and Jack Seeger, 5.0, so 5 even. Then assists per game, Mike Gladowski, 4.9 assists per game. Then Sully Perkins with 1.7. So we can kind of see what these teams are going to be made of as kind of the key players in there. So if I was to look at these numbers, it's going to be, does Amherst sit there and say, hey, we're going to slow down. We're going to try to slow down Schlaefer and say, okay, let's see if somebody else can beat us. Or are they going to say, okay, we're going to try to lock everyone else down and say, okay, JT, do your thing, and we'll see if we can slow down everyone else. Or on the other side, Assumption, you know, they've maybe got a few more avenues that they need to slow things down on, and we'll just see how tough that defense is. Because that CWC East that Amherst resides in, that's no slouch of a conference by any means, but boy, if you know basketball, you know that Merriwood Conference, South Division, that is no slouch of a conference as well. Some rankings to discuss here as we come in here into this game. We're still about 2.5 minutes away. Looking at things around here, Central Wisconsin-wise, week four of the boys' hoops rankings, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is just looking at how things are locally. Not really anyone in Division One. Division Two, that's not looking like there's too many either, unless you would include Rhinelander and Wausau East, for that matter. Wass East ranked 9 at 7-1. Where's Rhinelander? They're 10 at a perfect 6-0. Looking at Division 3, not really too much going on there. But Division 4 was where things get a little more involved. Coming in, this is going to be a game we're going to have for you Saturday at noon when these Assumption Royals, they will be taking on Bonduelle. Bonduelle, Division 4, number 4, perfect 7-0. So that should be a very good one. Of course, I'll be bringing the action that for that one. And then looking at Division 5, Alma Bancroft, they're in there. Number 9, 5-2, their standout player, Aiden Phillips. He's actually going to be going to college for football. Heck of a basketball player. Boy, oh boy, is he good. You get a chance to watch him play, you do it. I'm here to tell you, he's a very solid ball player. So that's how things look rankings-wise, but we'll worry about that one on Saturday as we are just a minute away, just a little bit over a minute away from getting this one started. Seth, how about we take one more minute, and then we'll be back here for the team introductions in a few moments here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
I'm Steamroller, bringing on the action as we are just about to begin the introductions here between these teams. Assumption Boys Basketball taking on the Amherst Falcons. Again, my name is Mike Comer, and I'm bringing the action. Seth Habiger back at the studio doing the dirty work, as always, but it's pretty darn good, if you ask me, what he does. So thank you, Seth, for joining us today as we got some matinee basketball coming up here. So you're bored at work, and let's face it, who doesn't get bored at work? You can give a listen here on 105.5 WIRI and hopefully be entertained for the next approximately 2 hours as we have some pretty good boys basketball action coming your way. Parker Soulsby's leading things off for the intro series, followed by number two, that'd be Colton Vanderland. Then, of course, number four, he would be Sully Perkins. And 10, he comes in there. Michael Gladowski, as the Royals will be introduced here in a few moments, as they are just about ready for this contest to start. And the final starter there is Jack Seeger for the Falcons. So as I quick write that down on my stat sheet, as the Royals, they are being introduced as we speak right now. We'll get that introduced to you as I finish writing down what the Falcons are doing. So, it's about underway here as the Royals are wearing their road blues with white letters and numbers and white trim with some splashes of gray in there, as the Falcons are on wearing their home whites with blue letters and trim and numbers. So opening tip underway, and we have the Royals controlling the opening tip as they are playing from left to my right in this half, whereas the Falcons will be doing just the opposite, going from my right to the left, is working around the key there is the Royals. And first points of the game, that goes to number three, Chase Lieberg, as Assumption is up 2-0 over these Falcons. 17.5 to play here at Quant Fieldhouse. And the Falcons, they are working around the key. Big three bomb on the way, and that was off the front iron, off the backboard, and back through by Sully Perkins. So the Falcons now, they overtake the Royals. 3-2. 17-10 to go as Royals back down the court. Royals starters would be number one, Nystrom, Logan Nystrom. And then we got two, Owen Hagen coming in. He's the lone senior on the team. Three, that'd be Chase Lieberg. Followed up by, double check, that'd be Schlafer. They pulled a little bit of an audible on me as Royals have their first turnover of the game. And that is Parker Vruwink comes in for the start today. So Falcons working far side of the court as I sit courtside. So I might get screened out from time to time by players or officials. Two, big three on the way. That was taken by Colton Vanderlaan, and that is an air ball. Rebound, Assumption. They're back down to their end of the court. 16-16 to go. Three bomb on the way by Schlafer. Hits a back iron, just kind of dies there. Big rebound there for Jack Seeger. Falcons back on the attack. Up quickly to the court as Michael Godowski dribble between his legs. Over to the far side. Perkins up to Soulsby. Back around to the left side now. That is Gladowski. Gets down low. Hits Soulsby. Big rebound there. Pulled down by Schlafer. Schlafer brings the ball up the near side. Stops. Spins. Goes through the lane. Goes around defender. Underhanded layup and good. First points of the game there for Schlafer. And it's back 4-3. Assumption lead, 15:30 to go. As Assumption back playing defense with big layup attempt put up there by Seeger, but a little too hard on the effort. Schlafer rebound, brings the ball up the court, kicks back out Lieberg. Lieberg, he thought about a three, thinks better of it, pulls back the ball, and he hits Hagen, who starts to cut through the baseline, and he gets fouled on that, so ball goes out, baseline. First foul of the game. That'd be Colton Vanderlaan, as he is the first foul of the game. Inbounds pass to Nystrom, three bomb from the corner, and count it! So there's the first points there for Nystrom, and it is now a 7-3 Assumption lead. 15 minutes to go in this first half. So Amherst, they're getting right back into this one. Quick basket on the other end there by Jack Seeger, and it's now a 7-5 ball game as Assumption. Nystrom brings the ball up. Pick set there by Vruwink. Hits Hagen on the far side. Spins, almost falls, almost loses the dribble as now the teams are fighting for it, trying to harass him. He goes up hard off the backboard, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Amherst. So back, a lot of fast action so far to this game. There's a nice crowd here between these two teams. Stevens Point kind of being the middle ground. Nice cutter there through the lane for Seeger. He gets up off the glass, falls, and the hoop in the arm. So there is a first foul of the game for the Royals, and that's coming up on Parker Vruwink. So Seeger, he gets the basket, and he gets an and one. As we sit here tied, 7-7 here at the Century Classic, 14-16 left to go in this first half. Seeger, he comes up, dribbles a couple times, spins the ball, releases a little short. Yeah, that's rebound either way coming down to Amherst. They get to reset here, 7-7 ball game. As we got 14-11 left to go. Pass along the baseline, three bomb on the way, and that's short with the rebound coming to Assumption. Schlafer gets it, he goes coast to coast with it, and he lays it up and in. So after being tied 7-7, he got back 9-7. Royals lead, 13:50 to go in this first half. Amherst working the perimeter pretty well. Big three on the way by Perkins, and you can count, he's 2-for-2 from three. As now it is a 10-9 Amherst lead, 13:30 to go. Schlafer, he's got the ball. He cuts through the lane. He kicks back out. Lieberg over to Hagen. Hagen, three-bomb on the way. A little long off the back iron. Pulled down by the Falcons. Perkins up the far side. Perkins stops, dribbles between his legs. Dishes on over to Glodowski. He hits the corner. Big three-bomb on the way for Vanderland. No good. Rebound. Assumption. Nystrom gets hit about right the three-throw line with a pass. And Nystrom, he lays it up in there, and that's an 11-10 Rapids Assumption lead, 12:55 to go in this first half. Really doing a good job as Amherst, as they work the ball around the perimeter looking for an open shot, and they are able to get quite a few as the Assumption defense is really quick to pursue that ball. But by doing that, they're leaving somebody open for a potential shot. Now they're playing a little closer, playing tough defense as Glodowski, or Perkins, excuse me, thought about baseline, kick back out, and he hits another one as Perkins, three bombs in the game, and it's now 13-11 Amherst, 12:15 to go. Schlafer near side leaves the ball for Hagen. Hagen working to his left, dish down to Ron Board. He can't quite handle it. Throws the ball back in. Loose ball. That's picked up by Amherst. So that's going to go down as a turnover for the Royals. As Glodowski brings the ball up past the timeline as he's running point on the situation. Down low to Seager. Seager, he stops. Don't throw a little shuffle of the feet, but play on. Cutting down the baseline. Nice little lay-in as Vanderland. And he gets it as we go up 15-11 Amherst over the Royals. 11:40 to go in the first half. Schlafer brings the ball up past half court. Dribble between his legs. Double teamed out. He tries to hit Hagen on a cutter. Just a little off the mark. Ball goes out. Schlafer, you know, he says, hey, man, that's my bad, my bad. I didn't make the best pass I could have. It's my fault. Good teammate to do that. As we have a timeout coming, 30-second Friday for Assumption. We'll take one, too. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this
11:29 left to go in this first half of action between the Assumption Royals and the Amherst Falcons. Amherst up 15-11 after a timeout by the Royals. A couple big three bombs there. Actually, three big three bombs by Sully Perkins. And the Royals, that's really what's going on with the Falcons. And there's another one. That one gets thrown up by Perkins. He's got four now as we sit 18-11 Amherst up 11 minutes ago as there is a turnover, a travel for the Royals. That's three. That's three turnovers to the Falcons. None by my count. I'm far from official on that. But it's not the start to the Royals that they really want as turnovers. But, man, Amherst can really shoot the ball from long range. That's very impressive so far in this early game. Another three on the way. That was put up by Taylen McCormick. He snuck in there, as did J.J. Oswald. So a couple new players in there. Add McCormick to my score sheet. Assumption now getting the ball down low around board. He gets the ball stripped away, so that's turnover number four. As McCormick comes up, cuts through the lane, pass back out. Perkins, three, on the way and count it. That's five now in the first half, and it's a 21-11 Amherst lead, 10:20 to go. There's not much you can really do when they're firing that hot from long range. We got a whistle foul, and that is Michael Glodowski. As Royals, they bring in Parker Verwink and Braden Peters. So out goes Oswald and Board. So Royals looking for some different looks out there. Inbounds, that's Verwink. Lieberg, pass over to Nystrom. Nystrom tried a three, a little too long. Rebound was Verwink. Schlafer on the far side. So moving around, stops free throw line, kicks back out to Peters. Peters, Schlafer thought about a three, stop. Underhand a layup, got his own rebound, rolls around the rim and then falls. That's rebound now for McCormick. Can't get those couple to fall, and it's still a 10-point ball game. Amherst up 21-11, three on the way. Count it! Sully Perkins is on fire from long range. That's six, as it's 24-11. Amherst, 9.5 to go. Schlafer, he has the ball baseline. He goes up to put it up there, and it's a little short, hits the rim, bounces back, and it's another rebound for the Falcons. Pass cross away, and that is Perkins. He thought about three, cuts baseline, kicks it back out. Gladowski, that's Soulsby. Soulsby, three on the way. That rattles out. Rebound, Nystrom for the Royals. Far side, this game is far from over, but got to get some points here soon. As, man, those Falcons, they cannot miss. They are literally bombing it from long range. Lieberg, tries to cut through the lane and picks up his dribble, but still shuffled his feet, so we got another turnover. That's five on the Royals by my count. Some more substitutions coming our way. Thank everybody for joining this wonderful afternoon here in central Wisconsin. A lot of who's who here up in the Quant Fieldhouse as the Royals, or as the Falcons, they inbound. As Gladowski brings it up to McCormick, far side. That's another new player into the game. That it would be Aiden Nurdle. Nurdle back out to McCormick, standing just about by the elbow is Vanderlaan. So big three on the way, and it's good! Another one for Perkins, and this lead just grows. 27-11, Amherst, 8:15 to go in the first half. Verwink down through the paint, and he gets fouled as he goes up, so he's going to the line for two. As foul is on number 11 for Amherst, and that would be Aiden Nerdahl. First one up for Verwink. You can count it. So he gets that little bit of a scoring drought stopped, as it's been about 4 minutes that the Royals have been without a point. So first one goes through, and the second one nothing but net. So the Royals, they get on the board here after a little bit of a lull in the action. 8:06 to go with the Falcons driving. Looking for picking up the dribble was Gladowski. It's McCormick back across the way to Vanderlaan. Seeger. Oh, boy, he's got the hot hand. Perkins on the far side. Schlafer face guarding really hard, so they're trying to shut down that three-point range because the young man just can't miss. Seeger, jumper, about 14-foot, and you can count that one. As the league keeps growing for the Falcons. 29-13, Amherst up, 7:30 to go. First half, Nystrom cuts through the lane a little bit, hits Board on the far side. Schlafer, three-bomb, and it falls. So there we go, another one for Schlafer. His first three-bomb of the night, and it's 29-16. Amherst leading, 7:10 to go in this first half. Amherst being very, very deliberate in what they want to do. They know score and time is on their side. As McCormick gets past, works to his right. Very tough defense being put on Perkins by Schlafer's little runner there by McCormick was no good. Rebound. Seager gets it back to McCormick. McCormick cuts through the lane. Count it. McCormick with his first basket, 31-16. Amherst. 6:30 to go in the first half. Schlafer brings the ball up the court, cuts through the lane, takes it off the glass, a little short. Rebound, Seager. Pass across the court, and that pass is a little wild, and that is out of bounds. So that's the first turnover of the contest there for the Falcons by my count. So we got a little bit of a substitution. Out goes Hagen and Board. And in comes Lieberg. And I will check that. Number 21, that would be Trey France, his first action of the game. Inbounds, Nystrom, Schlafer. Schlafer gets past timeline. 6:15 to go in this first half, 31-16. Amherst leads. Lieberg cuts the ball up into about the free throw line. Pass back out to Verwink. France with it now on the near side. Wanted to hit Schlafer at a cutter through the paint, but too much defense there. Nystrom on the far side, 3-point. He stops, hits over to France. France stands about the top of the wheel. Hits Verwink on the left side. Verwink back to Lieberg. Near side. And over to Schlafer, top of the key. The Falcons, really tough defense to this point. Jab step by Nystrom on near side. Royals really trying to get the ball low and try to get some fouls compiled here on the Falcons. They're not working so well. These Falcons are really playing hard today. As Assumption trying to really get some offense going as they try to. Runner, floater along the baseline, too strong air ball. It was Lieberg, and it's back on the attack are the Falcons. McCormick underhanded layup, and it goes through. And McCormick with his second one, and we've got a timeout coming for the Royals, and it's a full timeout, and we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
A winter weather advisory and a dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times.